Hi there, and thank you for joining me on What the Cluck, a podcast devoted to raising chickens for fun and self-sufficiency. I'm your host, Matt with Frugal Chicken, and today we're going to be talking about whether you should let your chickens free-range. The answer to this question is a complicated one because it depends on a few factors which we'll get into during this podcast. There are really two schools of thought on the subject when it comes to free-ranging, and I probably don't have to explain to you what those are. Namely, your chickens should free-range or they shouldn't. Now, there's advantages and disadvantages to each, but the bottom line answer to whether your chickens should free-range, in my opinion, is it depends. Sorry, I know that's not a satisfactory answer, but it really and truly does depend on your situation, whether there's a lot of predators in your area, and whether you can afford to lose chickens, and whether you have the time to clean the coop or the financial situation to feed them only feed. So there's a lot of factors at play here, and we'll look at all of them. And hopefully, if you're kind of confused about whether or not you should let your chickens free range, by the end of this podcast, you'll have a better idea whether or not you want to let them free range. Now, for full disclosure, my chickens don't free range. They're kept in a coop, and if you follow me on Periscope at another homestead, you might have seen the coop. And the chickens, they're allowed out into a run, a large run, that has the space requirements that they need, and they prefer the run over the coop, obviously. We also do use a chicken tractor for the pullets that don't lay, but interestingly enough, I found that our laying hens prefer to stay close to the coop where they can lay their eggs and where the roosters are. My hens in particular are attached to the roosters. They look to them for guidance and for protection, so they prefer just to be in the run with the roosters and to not free range. And there's no question that chickens that lead a normal life outside and that are able to engage in normal practices like hunting and pecking and dust bathing, that those are all happy, healthy chickens. And there's a lot of evidence, which you've probably heard me discuss, but there's a lot of evidence that chickens that are kept inside all the time are more prone to diseases, behavioral issues, and stuff like that. They're also prone to things like nutritional deficiencies. That's why the question of whether or not to let your chickens free range becomes kind of an issue for a lot of people. Now, going back to the two schools of thought, you know, there's people who believe that chickens should only free range, and then there's people who believe that chickens should remain in a coop and with a run, and then there's people who believe that it should be a mixture of the two. But let's look at each of these. So people who believe that chickens should free range, they just believe that chickens are healthier, they're happier when they're allowed to choose where they can go, while people who believe chickens should remain in a coop believe that that's a healthier life. And then there's a third group of people who allow their chickens supervised free-ranging, which means that they let their chickens run around their property however they want to, as long as their humans are outside with them. Or they use something like a tractor that will keep their hens safe, but they don't have to supervise them. So if you are not sure whether or not you should let your chickens free-range, there's two main questions you need to ask yourself. And I have experience with both of these questions, so I can tell you that these are the two major issues you need to consider. So the first question is, can I afford to lose my layers? And the second question is, can I afford to lose their eggs? And when I use the word afford, what I really mean is I'm not talking about it in a financial sense. Replacing layers costs between $10 and $15, depending on the breed. You know, some can go much higher than that. But, you know, the price to actually replace a layer on paper is pretty affordable. But what I mean is, can you afford to lose them in the emotional sense? And can you afford the hit to your journey to becoming self-sustaining? So even if you lose a layer and you go out and get a new one, you know, there's still an emotional impact with losing one or more of your layers, and then losing the eggs that hen will lay for the rest of her life. And you know, and you get the point. So these are two major factors that need to be taken into consideration if you're not sure whether to let your chickens free range, because these two issues will likely become an issue at some point if you do let your chickens free range. So can you afford to lose your chickens? Now, I personally allowed my chickens to free range, and I've also kept them in a coop. And I can tell you that there's pluses and minuses in each direction. And the top priority, regardless of whichever direction you go, is the overall health of your flock. So some of the issues that can happen if you don't allow your chickens to free range are things like low protein levels because they're not getting the right grain, and that can affect their egg production. Another issue is, you know, if they're in a coop all the time, some chickens might not be getting enough food or water because of a pecking order. I've personally dealt with issues of low vitamin D and other nutrients. If they're cooped up a lot, the lack of vitamin D affects their calcium absorption, and which is also linked to late embryonic death if you're incubating their eggs. Those are two issues that can occur if they're cooped all the time. Other issues are things like aggression, such as picking, feather plucking. If they're kept in an area where there's too many chickens in one space, they can also develop skin issues like lice. And those skin issues are more likely to spread from chicken to chicken if they're in a coop all the time. And as you probably know, chickens that are infested with external parasites tend to have their egg production reduced. The advantages to free ranging are that your chickens are likely to have a high protein diet. They can more easily satisfy their natural urges to scratch and peck and hunt. You won't have to feed as much grain because they'll be hunting for a lot of their food and they'll be more interested in what they're hunting than the food that you're giving them. Although I should mention that if you do free range your chickens, you should make sure that your layers do get some sort of daily ration. If you make it yourself or you buy it in your commercial feed or whatever, just make sure that their diet is balanced. If your chickens free range, they'll have a more varied diet, which is great for their health and also for their brains. The act of hunting and having something to mentally occupy them is really good for their brains. So those are some of the pros to allowing your hens to free range. Now let's talk a little bit about some of the cons. So some of the cons to allowing your chickens to free range is that they might be preyed upon by some predator, and I've had that happen to me where my best layer that I've ever had one day just didn't come home, and I wasn't around. My husband was outside though, and he said that he saw the rooster, who is her constant companion, just go shooting by him, and I figured that she got taken by a hawk. So that's definitely one con to allowing your chickens to free range. Now the other con, which we've kind of talked about, is do you want every day to turn into an Easter egg hunt? Some chickens are very good about laying in the same spot. They're very good about laying in their coop. Other chickens, and I've had a lot of people contact me about their chickens who they lay everywhere. So they let the chickens free range. The chickens lay everywhere because chickens are naturally going to look for a dark place to lay. So for these people, they either don't have eggs or they have to spend, 20 minutes a day looking for eggs. And that's a really frustrating position to be in. So that is something that can happen if you do let your chickens free range. And when we let our chickens free range, we had a really hard time finding eggs, and we would go for weeks without eggs because we just couldn't figure out where they were putting them. So that's a big reason why we do coop our chickens up. Now, if you want to free range your hens, but you don't want to lose them, a good option, which you probably do know, is to put them in a tractor. And there's a lot of different options out there. You can build it yourself, you can, buy one. The most important thing is that it has enough space for them and it has an area for shade and where they can get water. That's really sort of the big thing with a tractor, but it's a really good option for people who want to pasteurize their hens or let them graze around outside, but don't want to stand around and supervise them. And I'll put some links in the show notes to chicken tractors that have worked for me and that I would recommend. Right now, as we speak, we are waiting for 100 baby chicks to come for a homestead project that we have going on. And what we're going to do with them is not let them free range and not necessarily keep them in a coop, but we're looking to pasture raise these chicks. We're going to keep them in something like a greenhouse, but that has better circulation. It'll be easier to keep them away from predators, but that's basically just a big tractor because our goal with these chickens is to pasture raise them and allow them to graze the land for bugs and all sorts of good stuff like that. So there are times when using a chicken tractor is a distinct advantage over, cooping them or letting them free range, such as the situation with these chicks we have coming. So now let's talk about the advantages of using a coop and the disadvantages of using a coop. And one thing I do want to mention before we talk about this is about runs. When you build a run, you can build it with a roof on it or some sort of top on it or one without. Now, if you have a lot of hawks in your area, a lot of airborne predators, I do recommend putting a top, some sort of a net or something on the top of your chicken run. And I'm not talking about the coop, I'm actually talking about the run. If you're going to attach a run to your coop so that chickens can go outside and have a little bit of time outside, but you'll want to put some sort of top on it so that predators can't just swoop down and pluck your chickens out of the run. It sort of defeats the purpose. So the advantages of using a coop, and they're probably pretty obvious, but the advantages to using a coop is that your chickens will be secure. They'll be in an enclosed area. You can better control their diet and making sure that they're getting all the nutrients that they need. Because you'll be providing most of their nutrients in their diet. It's a lot easier to get their eggs. They're not going to hide them usually in odd places, although that has happened to me where they find like the tiniest little niche in the coop and start laying in it. That's happened to me before, but for the most part, the eggs are easier to gather. They're not going to put them in weird places, or you'll be able to find them. And there's protection from outside diseases. And now with avian flu going on, that's kind of an important thing because they're less likely to come in contact with other birds. So if you have, a 20-acre homestead and you let your chickens go wherever, they're more likely to come in contact with an infected bird than if they're in a coop. Now, another advantage to keeping your chickens cooped is that if you do have to medicate them at any point in time, and you just don't know if you're gonna have to do it in the future, or if you do something proactive like giving apple cider vinegar or giving them garlic, that's a lot easier to do in a coop because they'll have a consistent and single water source, which is, the water source that you provide. Whereas if they're free ranging, it's gonna be a lot more difficult to make sure that they're actually getting whatever supplement or whatever, medicine that you're giving them, because they're wandering around the property and possibly getting their water from a different source. So that's basically the lowdown when it comes to should you coop your chickens or should you let them free range. Those are the basic things you need to think about. So just to recap, if you don't coop your chickens, if you want to let them free range, you're going to have to ask yourself, can you afford to lose the chickens and can you afford to lose their eggs? Because if you allow them to free range, if you don't coop them, you'll probably lose a chicken every now and then. You're gonna have to be more alert to predators. You're probably gonna have to hunt for eggs, unless you train them to lay in nesting boxes, which is, time they're gonna have to spend doing that. You're probably gonna have to supplement their diet to make sure that they're getting everything that they need nutritionally, and you might have a hard time medicating your entire flock. But the choice of whether or not to coop your chickens and let them free range is a personal one, and it's completely dependent on your individual situation. I can't make that decision for you. I can't tell you what's best for your homestead. Only you can make that decision. And the only thing that I can do is give you examples of what's worked for me. There's advantages and disadvantages to free ranging or to not free ranging, and only really you can decide if it's right for your flock. So hopefully this discussion has helped you narrow down whether letting your chickens free range is right for you. Like I said, there's pros and cons to each. I personally had better success keeping my chickens in a coop with a large run, but not locked in a coop for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I do believe that chickens need to have sunlight and fresh air and the opportunity to engage in natural behaviors like hunting for bugs and dust bathing and stuff like that that they can't get if they're cooped up all the time. But I've personally had better success keeping them in an enclosed area. So I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. If you haven't had the opportunity yet to check out Feed Your Hens Right, be sure to do so at thefrugalchicken.com/feedyourhensright. That's all one word. For a limited time, you'll have the opportunity to unlock a secret podcast completely for free to help you feed your hens right. I'll see you next time when we'll talk about abnormal eggs and what they mean. Bye.